Cardinal Innovations Healthcare is suing its ousted CEO to get back his severance payment of nearly $1.7 million. The public organization handles behavioral health care payments for Medicaid and uninsured patients in Mecklenburg and 19 other counties. Cardinal hired an outside law firm to investigate the CEO's actions. It revealed the former CEO took personnel files and deleted texts and calls the state told him to save. WFAE's Alex Olgan was at the meeting where the results of the investigation were revealed. She joins me now. Alex, why does Cardinal say that former CEO Richard Topping needs to pay back his severance?
Well, in the lawsuit they filed this morning, they allege that the ousted CEO Richard Topping breached his contract and therefore owes Cardinal back the severance payment. The suit alleges that he didn't act in good faith and breached the fiduciary duties that he had while serving as the CEO. They said that Topping was planning and trying to bring other executives to a new venture he was starting. And the suit says in preparing for that, he took files from Cardinal computers for personal use. And the suit also, like you said, alleges that he deleted texts and emails and phone call logs from his Cardinal-issued iPhone, despite getting a letter from the state saying that he couldn't do it. And he says the suit alleges that he failed to give back Cardinal all their property. So Cardinal is seeking to recoup the nearly $1.7 million in severance and stop any continuing payments in the form of health care. And the suit also wants at least $125,000 in other damages. Now, Topping told me he's disappointed they filed the complaint. The claims are inaccurate, and he intends to vigorously defend himself against the allegations.
Now, Alex, the board that is pursuing this lawsuit is different than the one that authorized Topping's high salary and severance, right?
Yeah, the former board signed off on Topping's salary and severance. Now, after the state audits found he was making more than state law allows and the severance packages were much more generous and the C-suite executives were, the severance packages were also more generous for the C-suite executives. And remember, Cardinal is a public entity that gets this contract with the state of North Carolina to coordinate behavioral health care for Medicaid and uninsured patients. So that board, the old board, fired him and gave him severance for 2 years. They also gave an additional $2.1 million in severance to three other executives because their contracts tied them to the CEO. Then the state took over the organization in late November, removed the CEO, and dissolved the board. A new board was created and got control of the organization back again in January.
And what about those other executives? Is Cardinal trying to get their severance back?
Not that we know of yet. Today, the current CEO, Trey Sutton, said the focus of this litigation is on Topping, but didn't rule out going after the other executives in the future. It was the chief information officer, medical officer, and operations officer. Now, State Senator Tommy Tucker has been a vocal critic of Cardinal and its severance payouts, and he said that he thinks the severance payments from those other three executives should be pursued.
And what did their investigation of Topping find?
So Cardinal hired attorney and former federal prosecutor Kurt Myers, and he did interviews and documents and looked at emails from Topping and former board members and executives. Now, there were text messages between Topping and the former chief information officer, Pete Murphy, that show on the same day that he was asking the board to terminate him with this 2-year severance, that he was taking files from Cardinal's internal drives and possibly including business information, strategies, reports, personnel data, and records. And so investigator Kurt Myers says Topping texted Murphy that it's already been done and backed up at home, referring to these files. And Murphy responded saying that that was smart. And then Topping sent back an emoji with a finger over its mouth. And here's Myers.
This emoticon, I think, indicates his intent that he did not want Pierre Murphy to tell anyone about what he had done, that he had already downloaded the information from his W drive, the size of which he previously asked for.
Myers says it appears Topping was coming up with a new company. He referenced a drawing that was found in Topping's office that seemed to show how his company would contract with Cardinal. The investigation also found problems with the way the former board chair communicated with Topping and the rest of the board. She didn't share a legal opinion about how much Topping should be paid in severance with other board members, despite being asked to. Topping didn't find that legal opinion satisfactory, so because it only recommended 1 year of severance, so he got his own lawyer to write another legal opinion that would recommend 2 year severance. In emails, Topping also wrote scripts for board members on how to execute removing a board member who opposed his previous salary increase. I was in that November board meeting, and it was, and the board chair was, in fact, reading off a piece of paper with Topping right next to her, and she did appear to be reading off a script. Topping had his $1.7 million in severance paid to him 3 days after that meeting in which he was terminated terminated, but that he wasn't actually out of the office until a couple weeks later. He was still employed by Cardinal when he got his severance.
And Alex, how is the current board of directors and CEO at Cardinal reacting to this investigation?
They appear to be open and committed to resolving these issues. The interim CEO, Trey Sutton, was brought on permanently by the board this weekend. He said today, Cardinal is committed to openness and transparency, and his severance is different. It caps out at a year. And here is the vice chair of the board, Carmen Hooker Odom.
There is absolutely no ambiguity on the part of the board. This is a public organization, and it needs to act like a public organization, and the board has to provide governance and oversight, knowing that this is a public organization.
And the board is going to pursue other executives as they see fit.
Thank you. That's WFAE's Alex Olgan.